This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A leading House Democrat says that Special Counsel Robert Mueller will give very substantial evidence that will make the case for impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler told Fox Television that this is a president who's violated the law 6 ways from Sunday. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer at a news conference says having Robert Mueller testify will let the American people hear from him some key findings of his report that some may not be aware of if they did not read the whole thing.
One, it shows unequivocally the Russians had interfered seriously in our election. And two, it shows that the president did a lot of things to try and prevent the investigation from occurring. Even with if Mueller just reads what's those parts of the reports that say that, it's going to shake up a lot of people.
Mueller is set to testify before two House committees Wednesday on his investigation into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to meddle in the 2016 presidential election and if Mr. Trump obstructed justice and trying to derail that probe. U.S. President Trump will press Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan for assistance in advancing the peace process in Afghanistan when the two leaders meet at the White House on Monday. It's in their bid to reset strained relations between the two countries. Pakistan has arranged Washington's direct peace negotiations with Taliban insurgents who were fighting local and U.S.-led international troops in neighboring Afghanistan. The months-long U.S.-Taliban dialogue has brought the two adversaries in the 18-year-old war close to concluding a peace agreement to pave the way for ending what has become the longest U.S. foreign military intervention. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump contended Sunday that four minority Democratic congresswomen he has been feuding with are not capable of loving our country. For days now, Mr. Trump has targeted Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, first telling them they should go back to their countries and fix things in their homelands before telling the U.S. what it ought to do. All of them are U.S. citizens, three of them by birth, Somali refugee Omar by naturalization. Mr. Trump's campaign advisor Mercedes Schlapp on ABC's This Week said Democrats should be worried about the four congresswomen hurting their chances to win back the White House in 2020.
These Democratic presidential candidates are going to have to kiss the ring of the squad because they are the new voices of the Democrat Party, and that should be concerning.
Democrats and some Republicans have sharply criticized Mr. Trump's week-old remarks, and the U.S. House of Representatives condemned them as racist, but the U.S. leader has continued to go at them, all newcomers to Congress in January. In turn, the lawmakers have attacked him, with Omar saying, "I believe he's a fascist." A British warship warned an Iranian patrol boat against interfering with the passage of an oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz, according to a new recording released Sunday. But Iran Revolutionary Guard commandos descending from a helicopter seized it shortly thereafter anyway. In the audio released by the maritime security risk firm Dryad Global, a British naval officer can be heard telling the tanker that it was operating on international water and that its passage must not be impaired, intruded, obstructed, or hampered. But an Iranian officer told the tanker to change course, saying, "You obey, you will be safe. After your course to 300 or alter your course to 360 degrees immediately over." The officer said the ship was wanted for security reasons, although Iranian officials say the seizure of the tanker was in response to Britain's impounding 2 weeks ago of an Iranian supertanker at Gibraltar that was believed to be transporting 2 million barrels of crude oil to Syria. Iran claimed that the boat or ship hit a fishing boat. Iran continues to hold the tanker and its crew of 23. Much of the United States continued to swelter Sunday as a heat wave that has claimed at least 6 lives blanketed large swaths of the country. Forecasters say an end to the oppression might be near. The National Weather Service said a cold front is moving from the Midwest toward the East Coast and will bring much-needed relief along the severe storms or with severe storms and heavy rain that could cause flash flooding and produce damaging winds. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.